These are passengers boarding a bus for Burkina Faso. A bus conductor wanted to search them, but they refused. So an argument ensued. Searching passengers has become necessary following the terror attack at a hotel and a restaurant in the Burkinabe capital, Ouagadougou, last week. Security agencies now want bus owners to conduct passenger profiling during boarding.
We have met with the hoteliers, we have met with the transport. We have advised people who are into rentals to also ensure that when they are renting their vehicles to persons, they go beyond just the mere fact that they are after the profit motives. They should invest in tracking devices that can track people who are renting their vehicles, where they are taking their vehicles to, so that they can at least monitor them and know their movements.
That is ASP Ebenezer Tete, a public relations officer of Ghana Police Service. Most Ghanaians in the northern region along the Burkinabe border are now nervous that Ghana may soon be targeted.
Yes, I am afraid because Burkina Faso and our region here is closer. So whatever that happens there can equally happen here.
I am somehow nervous considering the fact that in the country where we live in, we have porous borders. And our security, many have described as not being that efficient when it comes to securing our borders. Because we have people coming in the country, others going out, without going, passing through the right procedure.
There is currently police visibility around public places in Ghana. This is to deter potential attackers. However, some Ghanaians think the higher security presence is exaggerated.
No, I know the worry about that one. I believe, see, our security, they are good security. I know, see, they can defend us.
For me, I'm not nervous. I am not. Because there's environment over there is different from ours. But only that we should be cautious.
The Ghanaian Immigration Service has embarked on a sensitization program to be on the lookout for strangers. Francis Techi is the command in charge of PAGA, the border between Burkina Faso and Ghana.
The natives may even know more, they know themselves more than even we do. So we are encouraging every citizen, be it at the border or even within the country, that when they see strangers that they are not comfortable with, they must draw the security, the attention of the security agencies. And that's exactly what we are doing now. We are on a sensitization program to educate our people.
Techi and his team are asking bus owners to carry out searches on passengers before entering their vehicles.
We normally do the passenger profiling. So that is normal, yes. But we even envisage that if such people even want to enter the country, they may want to use places other than the approved routes. So we've intensified our security over there to ensure that people do not just use a place like that. As much as possible, we want to ward off anyone who wants to use such places.
But some bus owners are defying the instructions to conduct the passenger profiling, claiming it is not their responsibility.
As for that, David, we are not checking here.
As for that, we cannot check here. We heard that they are fighting over there in Burkina Faso, but if you are coming to buy a ticket, we do not have the right to check passengers.
We cannot check you.
At the moment, public places such as malls and schools have no security installations. Authorities in northern Ghana have not made any preparations for eventual terror attacks before Friday's attack in Ouagadougou. An attempt by any terror group may completely change the course of the country.